Welcome to Empowered Thinking, the podcast where I talk about all things mindset. Hi, I'm Sabrina, wife, mother, and mindset coach. I am dedicated to helping others like myself create awareness around the power of their thoughts. If you are interested in learning how to change your thoughts to create a better, balanced life, then let's do this together. Hi guys, welcome into another episode of my podcast. I appreciate each and every one of you for listening and taking the time out of your day. I do want to encourage you to share this if this benefited you in any way today. Today, I just wanted to quickly talk about how your thoughts really create what you have in front of you and why it's so important to want to know this, right? So, our circumstances, the life we live, the things that come into our life, the things most of the time we're like, oh, well, that was a shitty circumstance, or that's not fair, or why did it have to go that way, right? And that's very disempowering. Yeah, I think we can all agree on that. To think that things just happen to you and you have absolutely no control, that's so disempowering. But yeah, a lot of us live that life. A lot of us live in that realm. I lived in that realm for a lot of years. Like, even though I've been highly motivated throughout my entire life, I still was confined by boundaries that I thought were real, right? Like, you know, like people can't get ahead, you can't get this job, like all these things. But in reality, that's just not true. And I say reality, so welcome to a new reality if you're in the old way. I want to help you shift. I want to help you embrace a new way of living that serves you, because they're out there. But we get so stuck in our own perspectives, in our own world, in our own boxes, we can't see outside of them. So welcome to getting outside of your box today. But back to what I was saying, because I can get off track so easily, your circumstances, right? Like, we all have them. We all think that they suck or they're great. You never know. It's always a different perspective. But we are influencing our circumstances at any given time by the start of our thoughts. You might be thinking, yeah, law of attraction, right? Well, yes, but no, because when we're only looking at one single part of just thoughts, right, that's not the full story. Just like the law of attraction, you watch The Secret, whatever. That's only a part of it, right? There's many, many, many other laws that govern our universe. And the law of attraction is just one of them, right? And it's not as easy as think good thoughts and then you get what you want, right? No, there's other steps. So this is what we're going to chat about today. So your thoughts come from where? They are pre-programmed. They come from other people in your life. You're being told as soon as you become a baby and you start growing up, all of these limiting beliefs from other people's experiences. So they're not your own limiting beliefs, mind you. You come in with nothing. You come in as pure love, energy, ready to take on the world and learn about the world and grow up in this reality, in this world that everyone else has painted for us, right? And depending on who you grow up in, you might have a home that's very positive. You might have a home that's very negative. I grew up in a home that was very negative, had a lot of thoughts that were not empowering about money or themselves. So I came in that environment, right? And now I'm not a product of that environment, thank God. But I had to work toward it because I had to realize the things that I'm trying to talk to you about. So if you come into this world and you have great positive thinking thoughts that are given to you by your parents, right? Maybe they're motivating. Maybe, you know, my kids are living that now. Like, they're living my opposite. Then you have different thoughts to use in your life, right? But they're not your thoughts. They are from, again, another person's perspective, another person's experience, right? You are formulating yours as you go through life through your own experiences, right? And those could be good and those could be bad, right? They could be negative. They could be positive, right? And based on those thoughts, those programming, right, you then will take, or rather feel, a certain way from those thoughts, right? If you think happy thoughts like, oh, I love my spouse, I have such a great life, or I hate my body, I hate where I live, those are going to produce different feelings in your body, right? I think we can all agree on that. Like, you think a bad, a bad thought, a negative thought, you don't feel so great, right? But you think a good, happy thought, or you're in those moments in life where you just appreciate what you have, you're in gratitude, right? Those are going to be great feelings. And so when you're feeling those ways, you're going to go out into the world, and the things that you do, it's going to be impacted by that. So think about a Monday. You walk in to your place of work. You have a thought like, I'm so pumped to get my work week on. I'm so excited to be here. I can't wait to do this work, you know, whatever it is. You're going to come in there guns a-blazing, feeling amazing, and sharing your amazingness with everybody around you that comes into your energy, right? Comes into your, to you, comes around you, whatever. You go in on a Monday and you're like, I would rather stay home. I'm so sad the weekend went so quick. I don't want to be here. I hate my job. You know, the people I work with suck, right? Blah, blah, blah. Then, right, you're going to be like giving off those vibes, and it's going to affect every single person around you. But what you're going to do from that state is not going to be guns a-blazing. You're not going to be like, woo. You're going to be like, ugh. So you're probably going to do a lot less than you would if you were like guns a-blazing, right? Can you see that contrast? Can you see that happening in action, right? The difference. You're not going to strive to do more, right? You're going to do bare minimum, want to go home, maybe not even get your work done because you're just like, ugh, right? Versus like, I'm going to be so productive today because I love what I do. Those are way different actions that are going to occur based off of your feelings that came from your thoughts, right? And then from those experiences, from what you do or don't do, you are then going to have an outcome, right? You're going to have something that comes from that. Whether you make a lot more money, you get a raise because your boss is like, look at you go, right? And you could be working for yourself too, and this is the same situation, right? You could get more clients, more customers. You could put out new products and services, things that you love. You're in a flow state. Like, life is good. You're going to attract a whole bunch of great things coming to you, right? Because your feelings are actually magnetic, which we can talk about at a later date, but you're going to draw that in. But if you're doing the opposite, not so spunky, getting by, you're not going to get a raise. You're probably going to get, hey, why aren't you, you know, being as productive? Why are you this way? Like, what's going on? Like, why am I not getting this report? Like whatever, depending on the job. Okay. So context, but like the outcome is not going to be so great. And understanding all of that, I hope you can now see that your thoughts really do matter. That base start of any day, that base start of any waking up, those programmings create your now reality from your mindset, right? When you think empowered, you're going to have a better life. When you're empowered by your thinking, because you're aware of what's going on, you are aware of what you are producing. That's empowerment. Disempowerment is thinking that shit just happens because it happens, right? So it is so important to understand that your thoughts on how your thoughts work and how it all goes down. It's so important to understand this and to really grasp this concept. And it's not even these ideas, this, it's reality. This is how it works. Like, I feel like it's, you can't argue with it because it's so like blatant, right? I'm sure there's people out there who are going to be like, well, blah, blah, blah. And that's fine. Perspectives are amazing. But I know this to be extremely true in my life and everyone around me because I see the products of what's going on. So shift your perspective. Start with your thoughts. Understand this is the chain of command with thoughts. And if you want to start producing a different reality, right? And if you want to start feeling empowered in your life instead of disempowered, start with your thoughts, start with your thinking, start with understanding where you are in your stance to anything that you want to change in your life, anything that you want to feel better about, your job, your love life, your parenting, your body, like whatever, whatever. It's always up to you. It is up to nobody else but you. All right. I hope this has helped. I hope this has created some amazing awareness in you today. And I really just hope the very best for you. I want everyone to live an amazing life because it's out there and you have the opportunity and potential to do so. You just need to be able to shift perspective to see it And I hope that this has shifted your perspective today. So if this was great and amazing, I hope that you will consider sharing it. I hope that you will leave me a review so other people can find it. And otherwise, I will talk to you later. Have a good day.